Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
I need a computer.
PC Monster Race.
If I don't recover these dark souls, then the world's gonna end.
You got it.
Shit.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping.
Yep.
I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today we are joined by very special guest, Naomi Higgins.
Woo!
Thank you so much
for having me. You're actually really welcome.
I'm so excited to be here on Thumb Cramps.
That's it, Naomi.
You got the name right.
And
you got the name right.
We haven't told you this part yet, Naomi, but you've actually joined us in a very special themed month.
Yeah, that is. It's very true. No, it's good. No, it's good. It's actually awesome.
So in February.
When we say what the name of this month is, you can say hip hip hooray.
Yeah, so last month was FebuameTube, a celebration of the GameCube, but it was the second time we did it,
so
it was tube, not cube.
Yeah.
And this month is PC March to Race.
Because we were playing PC games.
Remember when people used to say that online, Naomi?
Yeah,
isn't that fun?
I remember.
Yeah, that's the reference we're making.
I've met boys, so I understand.
And we're two more boys!
Yeah, I can't. Every time I turn around, there's another boy.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah.
That is very true.
There's heaps
of boys out there.
What's some of the best, though? So it's all right. Jackson, what are we playing this
today,
week?
Today, we are looking at Faith, the Unholy Trilogy. God, I hope that's the name. And other games.
All right. Faith the Unholy Trilogy.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
Wow.
So, this is a, I guess, a survival horror game. But it's designed, it plays and looks like an Atari game. Did I mess it up?
Okay, can
you're
you give
me,
the,
me such a
Can you angry give me the
look.
Name again?
Faith the Unholy Trilogy.
Okay, so not quite. Faith the Unholy Trinity.
Because it's about God.
That makes sense.
That checks out.
It's a much better name.
So it's sort of styled like an Atari 8-bit. So it's like an 8-bit Atari game.
Yeah.
You're a priest.
Awesome.
You pull up in your car.
Uh-oh.
You know what?
That's a stupid
question.
Legally, yes, but they haven't found one that's able to yet.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah.
They could?
It's weird.
That's largely what the Catholic Church is about, finding a priest who can drive.
If I told you that it's a sin to drive and therefore priests can't drive, you'd be like, yeah, okay.
Is that because in your mind...
I wouldn't.
Yeah, is it because you're clever, Naomi, and you know things?
Well, it's not because I'm clever, it's just because I'm not stupid.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, yeah. We'll let you know if we ever get that.
Okay, fair enough.
You guys should become priests.
I don't think
Isn't it a bit late for me?
What do you mean?
We've sinned a
well,
lot.
No, I just feel like you
okay,
can't be
everyone's sinned.
But can you
That's
start?
The point.
I'm 32 now.
We're both 32.
Is that too late to be a priest? Isn't it like becoming an astronaut or a deep sea diver?
God, no. There's no way.
What would I need to do to be a priest?
You just gotta promise you won't have sex again.
That
I don't know
be
if I can make
easy.
That
And you gotta mean it.
I could certainly dress as a priest.
You
That's
could be
much
a pastor.
The same.
They still fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, they still
Sorry.
Have... It's okay.
Okay.
We can beep it.
Beep that out.
Yeah, would you like to make a beep?
Beep.
That was quaint.
That was a very lovely beep.
People are going
to
be
delicate.
Screaming if you just swear again so that they can hear that lovely, lovely noise.
Yeah, pastas are good. I think that's, again, plus it sounds like the delicious, this is a vacuum cleaner going.
Yeah.
Sounds like
yeah.
a delicious meal, pasta. That's
well,
good.
I went to a church growing up and we had a pasta and he had a wife.
Whoa.
Well, there you go.
And he was cool. Cool guy.
What about being a cool vicar? Guy? Can the vicar...
He was a cool guy. I remember my mum telling me she went to, like, I don't know, night church school or whatever. The mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whatever the... You can beep it again. and they, she told me that they were talking about how, like, you know, the end, the apocalypse was, they were just,
oh yeah,
was nuclear like the rapture? War. Yeah. Yeah. They were like, that's a metaphor for nuclear war.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's like relatively grounded.
Were you baptized?
Very pragmatic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they were, could be bothered or something.
Okay. Sure, baptized
it's
no,
fine.
Yes.
Were you baptized,
anyway,
Jenny?
Yeah, I'm baptized.
That.
That's awesome.
Yeah, big mistake.
Yeah, you're getting in. That's what yeah. that means. You're
gonna,
getting in.
They're going to be like, we should. Oh, no, because I have to. I think to get into heaven, I'd still need to have last rites when I die. Or
yeah, it just means when you're on death's door or whatever.
Forgive me for every sin I committed. And there's
I,
a lot.
I didn't mean it.
Yeah,
you're, and
yeah.
you're good.
Repent a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time. I was baptized,
that's
but it was the spiritualist church, so I don't know if it counts.
You're
what
going
is that?
To wrong heaven.
It's so it's like like mediums, like people who can contact the ghosts in seances.
But
so,
it's like Christian?
I think tangentially, yeah. We went to the when I was in Scotland as like a kid. We went to the like the head church or whatever, and it was full of painting or photos on the walls of people like throwing up ectoplasm and stuff, mm-hmm. and shitting ectoplasm and stuff. Anyway, that's what I'm baptized in, which means okay. I don't get to go into heaven, but I do become a ghost when I die. I'm
oh,
fairly
great.
Sure that's the
around.
Deal. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Isn't that Scientology?
No, I think if Scientology, you go back in the volcano.
Scientology, where we've already been aliens.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We were rocks briefly. Is
yes.
that part of it? Yeah, okay.
That's awesome.
Well,
put me back to
part.
Rock.
Rocks.
Yeah. Send me back. Anyway, so you are a priest. You pull up in your car.
Sorry, just quickly. Every element of yeah. your childhood to young adulthood that you share with the listeners of Thumbcrams
yeah.
makes everything make a little bit more sense.
Yeah, it was cool getting baptized in the. There's a video of it somewhere.
Were you baptized
I'm loving it.
In ectoplasm?
No, but I don't actually. Yeah, no, unfortunately not. That would have been awesome.
How old were you?
Oh, I'm very young. Like a baby.
Okay.
Like I'm a baby.
Okay.
And this lovely lady, she baptizes me, and they're like, you're welcome to Ghost Church, kid, or whatever. And then, yeah. I looked it up once because I was like, what do I get from that?
Yeah.
You know, because if you're baptized Catholic, you get to go to heaven.
Yeah.
I was like, what are my powers? And yeah, it said I'll come back as a ghost to be contacted, like in seances.
Isn't coming back as a ghost? That's wild because isn't coming back as a ghost traditionally seen as like punishment? Like,
yeah.
It's like purgatory.
Some people stay as a ghost for unfinished business.
Yeah.
For me, it's my religion, apparently.
God says I get to keep hanging out.
Yeah, I get to stick
around.
Even after
I die.
My unfinished business was not enough hangs.
Yeah. I think I can. Part of the spiritualist church is that if I wanted to, I could get baptized in something else. It's like, that's the reason my mom said she did it. So that, like, we're going to basically have him covered until he can pick for himself what religion he wants
so
to follow.
So in case you died as a child, then you come back as a kid.
Well,
ghost,
no, I just think
but
she
then
wanted...
if you change your mind, you can get baptized as a different religion.
I think if you think about it like insurance. So
yeah,
like,
it's like a temporary... It's like getting
exactly.
a... What is it? On a like car insurance, you can get
the
note or whatever.
Yeah.
Third
like right
party?
When you get the car.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
before
yeah.
you actually sign up.
Yeah.
Like your car's
temporary insurance.
Exactly. This kid's covered. I guess if he does die now, he'll get into heaven.
Mm.
But he can. It's not like I'm locked in. You're locked in.
Yeah, I was locked in.
Yeah.
Locked in from an early age.
That stinks, dude.
Anyway, tell us about this game.
Anyway, so you play a priest. You can move around. And then the only other thing you can do is you can pull out your crucifix. Like I said, the game has this like 8-bit style, so it's extremely simple the way
yep.
everything is designed on the screen, and everything moves quite slowly. Great, like 8-bit chunky, crunchy soundtrack. Whenever anybody talks, it always when you die, the voice says "Mortis" and it rocks. It's like so crunchy and kind of distorted. And when you talk, it's the same thing. You use your crucifix to scare away demons because
yeah,
well, like there's one demon in the first area that's like a scary crawling guy. And again, it's like 4 or 5 lines, but the way it moves and stuff is very scary. And then you go in a house and there's a possessed girl in there that you have to basically,
exercise.
She's sort of the boss. But what makes it get, she's
Wait,
the boss.
You fight her?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to kill a possessed woman?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
a possessed girl.
A
Sorry.
Possessed, yeah.
A child?
She is a child, yes.
Yep.
And you have to fight her physically.
Well, you just hold your crucifix at her to get
she
the demon
hates
out.
It.
Yeah, she freaking hates it, dude.
That sounds interesting.
And then.
Someone should write a movie about that.
Somebody
yeah.
should.
Maybe.
Maybe you?
Yeah, maybe you could write it?
Maybe.
Or maybe someone
I
in
get
the...
bored when I see a blank page, you know?
Yeah. Well, you got to fill it. That's what that'll I make know. It exciting. Exterior priest.
Getting really bored by a blank page when if someone asked what your job was is, you'd say freelance writer is a bold statement.
Yeah. Well, like I was telling you before the podcast, I really need some money.
Yeah. So, hey, listeners, if you're feeling generous, you're just going to want to hit Naomi up and just give us some money. Just
oh, my God, please.
Hand us some cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you saw my finances, you'd be like, yeah, she needs help. Sorry, I swore again.
That's okay.
That's okay. It happens. But it does mean I get one. In fact, I have two, so I'm going to say them now. Fuck.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. It actually
you
is how it
works.
You can
put my beep over it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Can I make a beep? I'm never allowed to make a beep.
You made a beep last week, but sure,
well,
go again.
Well, I forgot. Anyway, so something that's very spooky about this game, obviously it's like 8-bit, so it's pretty simple, but it has these...
That is scary.
It's scary how simple it is. But then it has these full motion video moments, but it's like a rotoscoped, not full motion video, sorry, rotoscoped, like sort of cut scenes, I guess.
Yeah.
Where it's clearly like a person sort of outlined in that kind of Atari kind of really simple style with a very scary face, and they'll move toward you, but because it's rotoscoped, it just has this completely unsettling kind
of... Oh, I've seen this face.
Ah, yeah, you probably have. I think that's the crawling white thing, the one you've probably seen.
Yeah.
He's like a guy, sort of looks like he's doing a dance, but it's very scary.
Yeah, I also just, speaking of... things, white things, I guess. I'm sitting, I just realized that I'm sitting directly.
You can say whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sitting directly in front of two lights that are facing you. Is it painful to look at me currently, and should I turn those lights
Not
off?
Not really, but I am hot, and I'm wondering
it's
if it's
weird that they're on.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have turned them off after we used them.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't actually know how to turn them off. Is it just at the PowerPoint?
No, there's little buttons on them.
Mm. Yeah, I can see a switch there.
Yeah.
Do you want me to turn that one off?
Yes.
That's enough, honestly. One off is good. Oh my God. Oh, that's so much nicer.
There we go.
Wow. It was quite oppressive before. I didn't even really realize.
Yeah,
but
sometimes you don't realize, you know, how trapped you were until you're
that's
free
true.
Of your cage.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's true. But I think if I was in a cage, like a real cage, that would feel good.
Like, you're imagining like a Hansel and Gretel cage?
Yeah. Like, if I was in a hanging Hansel and Gretel cage.
You think that would be good?
I think it wouldn't feel bad.
I think it would feel terrible.
Just like an enclosed space.
I do like that. I really like being in the boot of a car. That's a place I really enjoy being. Anyway, so it's called the Unholy Trinity.
I'm sure there's some childhood stuff about that too.
Yeah, well, I actually don't know why he would have ever been in a boot of the car. I only remember being in university with Jackson, and if there was ever a situation where we had to cram extra people in a car, or if someone had their red peas, and if any cops are listening, we didn't actually do this.
Yeah.
Someone had to hide. Jax would be the first to put his hand up and be like, I'll go in the
boot.
Put
me in the boot.
Oh my God, no.
It's nice in there.
People were always like, Naomi get in the boot because I'm tiny. Yeah. And I would always be like, no, because in high school, people came to our school to warn us of the, you know, dangers of unsafe driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you guys get that? Which is the story with someone got in the boot of a car and then the car got rear-ended and they just got squished.
No.
That could have been
jam out
of me.
Since then, I was like, I'm never a boot girl.
I think the only driving one we got was all about drink driving, and it was always the exact same story, which to the point where we were overexposed to this one story so much that it felt like that was the only time anything had ever bad had happened from drink driving. Might have even been awesome. Texting and driving.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you didn't get the person in the boot?
We didn't get the person in the boot.
I don't think I ever got that either. Well, it would have helped
it
me,
worked.
Presumably.
Yeah. Shit. I was like, no, I'm going to sit on someone's lap with the seatbelt on, though.
Yeah, I was right in the boot.
Actually, I guess
that
would be.
And I did get my head donked a couple of times, but it was worth it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just feel like rear end is such an easy, like,
that's the most common accident
to have, you know?
And it would have wrecked my life.
Yeah.
You know, as somebody who
really
came out
rattled
of it
your
the
shit,
side,
that's for sure.
Would have changed the trajectory of where I was going in my
Might
life.
Might have been
I
clever. Could have knocked some sense into
that's
you.
True. Yeah. I could have become like an advocate for don't go in the boot.
Really, we need a new one.
Go to school as a
You
could have
gone to Naomi's school and been like, hey, even though you're small, don't get in the boot. Look at me. You'll turn into me.
Look at my dented head. Do you wonder why that happened? Because I went in the boot, okay?
Yeah, they pulled aside anyone that was below like 5'2", and they were like, guys, I need to give you a special talk. They're going to want you to
we're
get in the boot.
We're taking you out of class for the don't go in the boot seminar. Yeah. So it's called The Unholy Trinity because there's three chapters, basically. Yep. The first chapter is really simple, but it's still, you know, very spooky. The second chapter is far more involved, and I think it's a kind of a prequel to the first chapter, and I'm halfway through the third chapter. It's a very sort of short, simple game.
Yeah.
Keeps the different endings, if that's your kind of thing. You know, you can do a bunch of stuff. And kind of like fun sort of ways to activate those endings. There's one point where you need to get a key, and to get the key, there's like a mirror, and you look in it, and there's a spooky you that's got the key in that kind of same rotoscoped sort of style.
Yep.
And then when you finally do everything necessary to get the key, you go back to the mirror, and he just stabs himself in the eye with it.
That's awesome.
And then you have the key, and then there's like a blood trail that follows you for a bit. And if you go back to where you began, which is like a circle of stones, and you draw a pentagram, you like summon a demon. So there's like lots of little fun
puzzles?
Stuff like that.
Is it just like lots of puzzles?
There are a bunch of puzzles. Some of the puzzles are sort of more obscure than others and require like a bit of just memory, I guess. So, but they're largely pretty.
Must be a struggle for you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I had to write it down in a notepad.
Maybe you wouldn't have had to if you hadn't gotten in the boot all those times.
I'd have been rattled around in so many different cars. But this is
oh my god, I'm so sorry. For our American listeners, we mean the trunk.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Excuse us.
Sorry. Oh god, you guys must have been so confused for ages.
This guy in a freaking shoe? What's happening? Rear-ending a shoe?
I wear boots
all
the time.
He was in the boot. In thongs.
He was wearing underwear?
He was only in a thong underwear and one boot?
That exposed both of his ass
That's
cheeks?
That's a crazy outfit. How did he dent his head from that situation? To go to school? It's actually a pretty good variety of gameplay. So there's puzzles.
Yeah.
There's also just like full combat sections. There's like kind of bosses that you got to do. You got to figure out specifically when you can attack them with your crucifix or whatever. But there's also very spooky stealth sections. There's a great section. Spoilers, because it is in the second chapter.
Very flat about this.
If Jesus dies, I'm going to be pissed.
Thankfully, Jesus does die, but not now. You go into a spooky abandoned hospital, a demon gets you, but then you wake up strapped to like a hospital gurney, and you can move, like if you press left, you do like a sort of shuffle forward really jerkily, and then you've got, it's like a stealth section, so you'll be like, the demon is coming, and the game starts to vibrate, and the kind of distorted electronic Atari sounds get stronger and stronger, and you have to kind of like shuffle yourself to hide somewhere.
Yeah.
It's great. It's very, very spooky. It does a really good job of like, very limited controls, making it feel sort of very tense or whatever.
Yeah, sick.
It's great. It's a really good game. I really like that. It feels very unique and very original and very creative.
And only available on the PC.
To celebrate PC Master Race. Greatest console ever made to celebrate PC Master Race. That's the one I played.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like I said, thank you so much. I should get an applause at the end of every review.
Well done.
It's messed up that I don't.
Yeah.
Let's applaud each, when everybody does a review, let's give them an applause.
Okay, I reckon we'll definitely remember that.
You can just do that.
Yeah.
You're part of the clapping now.
Yeah, well, I wanted just to address.
Well, you could just do it.
I mean, we're the people who
be talking about
can't
the game.
Be responsible for applauding when.
Well, you can applaud JD. He can applaud you.
Yeah, but we already did it. You're the only one who
hasn't done it. Yeah,
who has a question mark over their head.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the
I'm feeling very attacked. Right.
You're the missing link. You're the missing link between clapping. Anyway, how many thumbs?
I'm gonna say 4 thumbs.
Oh yeah, but
wow. How out of how many?
It's out of 5.
Out of 5.
I was about to say we forgot to fill you in on the scoring system of thumb cramps, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You can give it anything really.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Jackson just said it's a great game. He really had a good time. They gave it 4, but has given 5 thumbs to games that he's like, yeah, I played it for 4 minutes. Seems pretty good. 5 thumbs.
It feels like a 4-thumb game.
Fair enough. It's got 4-thumb vibes.
Yeah. What have you been playing?
Well, I haven't been playing this on PC, but I started playing it because it is, when you think this game series, at least at first, it used to scream, you play this on the computer.
Okay.
You're going to go on the computer with your friends. Mm-hmm. You're going to connect to the internet and you're going to play online.
Okay. All right.
And that game is Borderlands.
Okay.
The first one.
Okay.
Now, I have played Borderlands 2 and 3.
I do associate you slightly with the Borderlands. This is a cruel thing to say about a friend.
This is a horrible thing
to say
about
the Borderlands franchise.
Well, we'll get to the end of the review, and then you can reassess.
Okay.
I suspect you only think that because when we were in university, I played the second one with my friend.
I think that will be one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, yeah, me and my friend are playing through the second one.
And that's cemented. I'm like, JD, Borderlands gay.
Yeah.
to through and through.
So I've played, yeah, I've now played all of them.
Okay.
For very various, various time lengths. Borderlands 3, I think I played for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Yeah, real awesome. Really awesome. Anyway, so I went back to the first one because I think I saw on TikTok someone was like, it's actually underrated and it's really good. And I was like, there is no way that is true, but I'm happy to find out because I need to play some for this week anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did put probably like 6 or 7 hours into it, which is
That's a work day, yeah. You know.
It is worked. I didn't do it in one day, though. I've been playing it for a week. Enough. But that's still like an hour a day.
Yeah, that's not nothing.
And my conclusion is that this game is designed like a casino.
Okay.
And I think that playing Borderlands too much ruins the illusion of video games and maybe has broken video games for me forever.
Okay.
Way too aware of like what a video game is trying to do to my brain.
Okay.
Because Borderlands is very much like, hey, do a thing. And you got to look for a gun that's got higher numbers than the gun you currently have. And then when you point at the enemy and you press the shoot button, if the number goes higher, that's good. And there's lots of flashing lights and colors. It's like, got to keep playing so I can get higher numbers so that I can shoot higher numbers.
That's no good, dude. You don't want to break that illusion.
And then I was like, I'm just playing this to pass time.
Yeah, yeah.
But then like that, because that's all video games. Yeah. Like, you got to get a more powerful thing so that you can do the next thing. Yeah. So I am worried that I've just wrecked video games
forever for yourself.
Yeah, and Borderlands is to blame. It does feel like going to the casino, though.
Okay. Maybe instead of video games, you'll just get a gambling problem.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Get into having a flutter. Machines
are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll pay out eventually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's when you walk away, that's when it's about to happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So don't walk away.
Don't walk away.
Stick around.
When you've put, like, you're like, oh, I'll just bet $50. The next one will probably pay. You got that second note in your wallet? Chuck it in.
Why not?
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
Is it as embarrassing as I remember?
The first one, yes.
Okay.
But not as embarrassing as Borderlands gets.
Okay.
The first one is actually pretty light on
memes. The second one's full of memes, dude.
The first one, honestly, it's just
memes. It's wall to wall memes.
When did it come out?
The first Borderlands is like 2011 or 2012. The second one,
2014, maybe.
Someone's probably
that's a prime time for memes.
Oh, it's that era of memes as well. There's no deep fried Shrek or anything. It's like probably like
is it like Scumbag Steve and stuff?
It's like shit. I saw you like. Blank, so I put a blank in your blank.
Absolutely. It's blankception's probably one of the jokes they make in there.
Yeah.
I have
Cards Against Humanity era.
Yeah, yes. That dude, you're so right. Borderlands has the most Cards Against Humanity vibe of any video game.
Oh, and that's also, so easy and I mean to that with full now. Offense. It's so easy to pinpoint. Yeah. In any movie or TV show or anything. It's just
Deadpool.
Like they're
Deadpool.
Just saying something rude and you're like, how do they get away with this?
Oh my god.
You can't say that,
anus.
Yeah, is that allowed? One of them just says bees.
They're gonna what, my grandma? Huh?
They're gonna bees my grandma.
Whoa.
She's allergic to bees. I should stop this.
You're taking the game in a strange direction. You're trying to kill my grandma. What?
You don't win this round. You're a murderer.
Dude, is it? What?
That's not cool.
I'm gonna call grandma right now. You son of a bitch.
She's fine. What was all this talk about the bees? Yeah.
My friend is unwell. Yeah.
Like, it is there, but it's more, Borderlands 1 just kind of feels like that they've made it with the, like, Australian stereotypes.
Oh, okay.
Which, as I am Australian, it's just like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing. That's cool, I
Wasn't
guess.
Wasn't the one of them set in Australia?
I think the pre-sequel has an Australian character.
No, isn't the pre-sequel like it's the moon and the moon is Australia?
Oh, yeah,
I remember
actually,
all of my worst friends from the time being like,
what the hell?
That sounds great.
Yeah, what if the moon was Australia?
What if the moon was Australia? Fantastic question.
It is.
We could all ponder that right now.
Is it doesn't answer it well? Or
I think it's just like you get a gun called Sheila is the kind of vibes.
Yeah.
And the gun's like, yeah, that's right, shoot him or whatever.
Why is a gun? See, the guns in the first Borderlands don't talk.
I think there's a gun. There's an Australian gun, maybe.
Hmm.
It's that kind of thing. Or you meet a guy named Ozza or something.
Ozza.
I don't know.
The only good jokes about Australian stereotypes, I feel, are the ones that are like really, really like perfect and actually encapsulated. Mm. And from always people from people who know Australia.
Yes.
You know, it'll be about Bunnings, not shrimp on a barbie or something.
Yeah.
Or ones that are just so off the mark. That
yes.
Like that episode of The Simpsons with the, you know.
Yeah.
It's just completely Charles Wongers. Wrong.
Is that what they call them?
It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's absolutely. That's the best thing you've ever seen.
That
one episode.
That episode. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The best thing I've ever seen is an episode of The Simpsons.
You're so different, Naomi.
I know, and wow. I'm a girl.
Wow.
Yeah. That's true. That is true.
That's so unique. So special.
I got really mad because you know when people were, you know, how people go, no, and it's the Australian...
Yeah.
No. And I was like, oh, that's really funny. But then I saw people, I'm going to say misappropriating it.
Okay.
And I got really, really mad about it because they were inserting R's where we wouldn't say them. And it was like someone making a joke about how well they know you, but they don't know you at all. They're like, oh, you know, classic Jackson loves cup of tea. Like, and you're like,
okay, well.
You don't know me and you never have.
Yeah.
Because they were like, there was one video, it's like, oh, show me your pert earlier. And it was, and I wanted to vomit.
Yeah,
I felt
disgusting.
Fucking sick. I was like, first of all, there's a bunch of R's that we don't even pronounce ever.
Yeah.
We usually drop R's.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's annoying because that feels like somebody doing an impersonation of the internet doing an impersonation of an Australian person.
Well, yeah, it was like an elder millennial American man.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was
awesome. The best type of person on the internet.
Anyway, yeah. It was rough. It was rough.
That
but
sounds
I did
bad.
Want to bully him, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Millennials, even though I'm part of them.
Yeah.
I said elder millennial.
Yeah.
I'm talking
younger
like
millennials?
Early 40s type guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, millennials, real bad, real rough online.
Yeah.
Ugly now. Ugly. Old ugly.
Old ugly and gross and stupid.
Fell off. Everything they like is bad.
Mid. Yeah.
Oh, mid.
Massively
bad.
Mid. Massively mid, dude.
And obsessed with sex.
Yeah.
My God. What is with them?
Yeah, I disgusting.
Know. I can't even imagine.
It's like they're
I can't
bad
even think
maxing.
About it.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, I know. I
you know what's
on.
Up, dude. You know what's up.
Bad maxing.
They're bad maxing.
They're bad
and
maxing.
And you're good pilled?
Yeah, I'm good pilled as hell, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, people are still posting about Harry Potter houses.
Yeah, it's
come
awful.
On. Come awful. On.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's terrible. Everybody's just got to
There's a
grow
quite
up.
Popular musician that I will not name mm-hmm. because they're small enough and in the scene enough.
That it could come back to you.
Yes.
Okay. That's exciting.
Posted like this week of how they were excited.
Yeah.
Intentionally removing gender out of this.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, you'll never see me again. And a photo of Hogwarts Legacy on Switch. And I was like, you're like popping off right now.
That's crazy.
Big in the queer scene. Yeah. And you're posting about.
What are you
what
doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Is it Montaigne?
No.
Well, you really want to get
it's not
Montaigne?
Someone you're directly friends with.
Well, you said they might hear about it.
Yeah, it's not Montaigne, but
oh,
it's
Kim Petras.
Yeah, no.
You're two thumb cramps listening.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That is
Kim's a big
our biggest
thumb cramps fan.
Our biggest fans.
Coconuts is actually dedicated to us.
Yeah, it's about
which
us.
Which was confusing. People thought it was sexy, but no, it's about our heads.
Yeah, she was imagining knocking them together. Yeah, yeah. That's what the song started at least.
Yeah, anyway, so if you still like Harry Potter,
grow up.
Well, I was going to say grow up or no, get younger. Just think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Grow up or get younger.
Just do one of them.
Don't stay
you
the
can't
same
remain
age.
At your current age.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
So is Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one is kind of less embarrassing in the sense of like the dialogue and stuff like that is kind of just nothing.
Okay.
So it's very much like a game that was made to be played with friends, and I have been playing it entirely solo.
That's awesome.
So that's good.
Here's my controversial take. I hate playing games with friends. I have a terrible time every time I do it. No disrespect to any of my friends that are listening.
Yeah.
But every time,
full disrespect to all of Jackson's friends.
Every time,
yeah, because
like,
you actually probably do play a lot of games with your friends.
I do.
See, I don't really.
I don't really like it.
I play one game with my friends, sometimes two.
Yeah. Like Fortnite, right?
Yeah.
That's a game you play with your friends.
Yeah.
I don't want to play that with you guys. I want to play that by myself. No disrespect, but I think that if I played it with a bunch of people, it would ruin my enjoyment. Lethal Company, a game that came out that everybody loved, I played that with my friends. Had a terrible time.
Just say no.
Well, but they're
what
my
do you
friends.
What's going to happen?
Well, they'll be offended.
They'll
what
be
do you think is going to be more offensive to them? Them? You being like, oh, actually, I don't want to play. Or them listening to the recent episode of ThumbFrames where you say, I hate playing video games with my friends.
I just prefer playing games by myself. I don't know.
You can just tell them that.
Yeah. Well, maybe I will.
Just say you're busy. Lie.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, I suppose.
Don't lie.
Don't lie. Okay.
Naomi, don't lie. Come on. Lying rocks.
Oh, I'm not very good at lying.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I would try it out. Tell us a lie.
Well, if I know intentionally that I'm going to tell a lie and there's no harm, then you would not be able to tell that I was lying ever.
Okay. Yeah, so you're like the queen of the white lie, right?
Yeah.
No. What? Well, that's the thing. That's the part where I can't lie.
Huh.
Wait, so
you know what I mean?
No.
I absolutely do not. I lied to my Canadian friend about, I was like, what's the Easter Bunny? And convinced him that Australians had no concept of the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's no real harm in that. Yeah, that's
consequenceless lies. Not even a white lie. It's nothing.
You know, gaslighting.
Yeah.
But if it's, you know, I actually have to lie about something for a reason, then I can't do it.
What happens? What's your tell?
It just won't happen.
You just won't do the lie?
It just will not happen.
So, like, if someone's like, hey.
That's why I'm polarizing as a person.
Too honest.
Yeah, I'm not a bitch. I'm just honest.
So, Naomi, what are your weaknesses? Well, actually, my biggest weakness is probably that I'm too honest.
And that also has pissed me off since I was a child. And I would get on my MySpace and I would write a blog about how everyone else's MySpace about me sections were crap. Yeah. And I would copy-paste sections from my friends and just be like, look how stupid this is.
That's so awesome.
You're saying that you're like the most unique person in the world, but you literally have exactly the same, like this is copy-pasted from someone else's profile. That makes sense.
That's awesome, dude.
You know, being good like, on you. You're not honest. You're not a bitch. You're just honest. You're a bitch and you're not honest. You just lie all the time. Why would you write this? Anyway, but again, that was all me being honest.
Yeah. It can't be bad.
Let's be real.
I've never wanted to be MySpace friends more with someone than hearing that exchange. That's the best, just to log on online and be like, I'm going to start 7 fights right now.
And none of them approached me about it.
That's even funnier.
I wasn't like a bully. I was like a runt in high school. I got away with it.
Just coming home from school, excited to log into MySpace. Naomi's roasted me. Okay.
Naomi said that not only am I not honest, I am a bitch.
I'm a bitch.
I'm a
dishonest bitch. I was just really excited to take a break from school.
And I'm stupid.
Okay. And not funny.
And I don't have an original thought in my brain.
Can't even fathom how to bring this up with her because...
Well, that's how everyone listening...
That'll be another blog post, brother.
I guess that's what how everyone... One of my friends in high school had that happen to them.
Oh, no.
A blog post was written about them. They called their friend and was like, what the hell? And they're like, it's not about you. And then after the call ended, they posted the second blog being like, it was about you.
That's so funny.
What a coward.
I think that's awesome.
Teenagers rock, dude.
They're so stupid.
They're so dumb.
Yeah, so everyone today is going to be pretty upset. Teenagers, people that love Harry Potter.
My friends.
Your friends, who I can only assume are both of those categories anyway.
Yeah. Elder millennials.
Yeah. Elder millennials, they're going to be seething.
Yeah.
And priests.
Yeah, and priests.
No, I think priests actually got off pretty light.
How many thumbs for Borderlands? What are we talking?
Well, I think it has wrecked video games for me and the concept of passing time. I'm too aware that I'm just passing time when I do it now, which I think I've given
that
myself some kind of mental illness.
Yeah, complex. Yeah, trouble.
So I'm going to say one thumb, and I'm hoping that I never play Borderlands again.
Yeah, fair enough. What about when the new movie comes out? Are you going to be so excited? Cate Blanchett.
Yeah. I'm just worried because
What's she doing?
What's she doing in there, dude?
I mean, she just follows the money. I mean, she was in Blue Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
Loves Woody Allen.
Okay.
Maybe not anymore.
Yeah, in 2013, it was actually fine to work with Woody Allen.
I heard that she named her child after Roman Polanski.
Oh, no.
I heard this like the other day. Kate, Christ almighty.
Hey,
oh, I'm kind of mad at her.
Find out.
I also think she is on. She was on something wild, and I don't want to speculate on it because I can't remember which one of them it was.
Don't want to accidentally do slander. Yeah, that's fair.
She was on something wild.
She was
like
on...
Like a podcast?
No,
or like a...
she was on one of two lists.
She,
and
was,
I
on
can't
that
remember.
She was on that podcast that Maddie Healy was on.
That would be awesome. Everyone should go on the Adam Friedland show.
Yeah, that's
destroy
fair.
Your careers. It's good. although it didn't really destroy his career, just maybe his relationship with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And I Spice.
That's kind of synonymous.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, Cate Blanchett was on one of two lists, and I just can't remember which list it was.
Mm. Cate. That's so disappointing.
One was a flight log, and the other one was a pro-genocide list. And I can't remember which one it was.
Well, neither is good.
She was definitely name-dropped by Epstein, but I don't... I feel like I remember reading that Epstein name-dropped her, but that wasn't like, who knows if he actually knew her or whatever.
Yeah, I could be thinking of that. Because I know that list of, you know, people that are like, I love the genocide, we can keep doing it.
Yeah.
Long.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people on that list.
A lot of people on that. They love it.
They do.
What's up with that?
That's crazy. It
makes me sick.
And then they go on talk shows and they're like... Everyone hates me because I'm a little bit fat. Isn't that crazy? I don't think that's the reason, Queen. It's some of the reasons, but.
Yeah, but not the whole reason.
I'm just mad the amount of years I spent defending Amy Schumer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, you know, she's in that perfect thing where people can pretend that they hate her because.
For
like,
other reasons. Yeah, yeah.
Like, whatever, but most of it is just that she's chubby and, you know, a woman. And then she had to go and do that. And I was like, beep you. I'm saving all my energy for Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
Who I still back to this day.
Yeah.
She makes mistakes, but she apologizes for all of them. The only difference between her and everyone else is that she's open about it.
That's a brave stance.
And she's prettier than people give her credit for.
That, look, I don't know if it's my place to say it, but I'll back that.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No,
she did one bad thing. She apologized for that, and she didn't have to. I mean, it's good that she did.
But, yeah.
It just made everyone hate her so much more, but I think she just did it to do the right thing.
I just realized that I love you guesting on things, Naomi, because we have conversations like this, and then you leave.
Yeah.
You're not here next week, but yeah. I have to
what
then.
Do you mean?
You're more than welcome to come back every single week.
Of course, but we will deal with the consequences of this episode alone.
The consequences of this?
The consequences of you claiming that Lena Dunham hasn't said anything bad recently.
She hasn't said anything. She just tweeted like, when I die, like I want the gays to parade me down the street, like my, like, you know, in like a gay funeral, and everyone online was like, what the hell? But I was like, no, I claim her. I'm a bisexual woman who's only dated men, and I say yes.
She was engaged to
Jack Antonoff.
Yeah, and then Lord stayed at their house for ages, and then that Lord album is pretty much all about him, and then they broke up.
That is interesting. That is interesting.
The age gap there is also interesting.
What's that about?
Yeah, what is that about? Have you guys seen that really long Google Slides presentation?
No.
Like sort of addressing, like, it's called, like, Jack Antonoff and Lord, you know, why their affair got Trump the presidency.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
No, but that's
exciting.
It's
a very tangential link to, like, you know, Lena Dunham couldn't focus properly when she was on Hillary Duff's campaign trail because her boyfriend was cheating on her.
With a teenager.
That rocks.
Yeah. There's a lot of drama going on in Hollywood.
That's true. That's
send me over there.
That's all old. That's old drama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Borderlands sucks and has wrecked video games for me. And I am scared that I will go home.
And play more Borderlands?
And I will play more Borderlands. Because it is just a... Almost did it. I almost swore.
Oh my God, that's so great.
It is just a goddamn slot machine thing. You're just chasing higher numbers.
Goddamn swearing if you're a priest.
Piss, shit, it's all fine on thumb cramps. Yeah, okay. Just not F or Jeff. Cum, pussy, all fine.
You can say them. Taint. You can say taint.
You can say taint.
He said Cate.
You can
that's
say Cate.
A slur now after her actions.
Borderlands stinks. To buy Borderlands 1, I also bought all of Borderlands because I'm playing it on Switch because the pack was discounted to like 85% off where the individual game was still full price. So I have all of the Borderlands.
Are you
going to
play them?
No. Okay. I mean, fingers crossed.
Things would have to go pretty wrong in your life.
I could just delete it, Naomi, and I hope that I do that. I truly,
there's no way to know what'll happen.
Hope. I've added people on Nintendo Switch online before. Hold me accountable. If I'm on your friends list and you see I'm playing Borderlands, reach out.
Yeah. Hey, man. You
stop.
Okay?
The answer's probably no. Very excited for this movie.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Oh, me too, dude. I'm very excited. I love Borderlands. I
love that we're going to have to see it.
Yes, dude.
So, Naomi, what have you been playing?
First of all, you didn't tell me this was like a PC thing.
No. That's
until I got in here.
I played on Nintendo Switch, not a PC.
Oh, yeah.
Last week,
Who can say?
I just like tangentially linked it
as
together.
As long as one of us reviews, and that was my job this week, so we're okay. You can review whatever you like.
No, I'm scared. I did have a game on my phone for a bit.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? What game?
It's called My Perfect Hotel.
Hell yeah.
Sweet.
First question. Mm. Did you find out about it through an Instagram ad?
No. Okay. I found out about it through an ad in another game that I was playing, obviously.
Fair enough. Forgive us.
I don't know what that game was. I want to say it was I Love Hugh. You ever played that one?
I Love Hugh.
No, I've not played I Love Hugh.
It's a girl's game.
Mm. Okay. What's it? Is it about a guy named Hugh?
No, it's a girl's game.
Excuse me, my bad.
Hugh is in H-U-E, as in color Hugh.
Oh, it's like color sorting. That's like a gradient of blocks that you drag, and it's boys can't do it.
Well, traditionally, boys are more likely to be colorblind. So
I show it to my boyfriend. He's like,
I can't see anything.
Can't see.
I hate you.
He just can't see the color green. So. Yeah. but
he's gonna have to work on that if he wants to play that game.
Mm.
He's never gonna play that game.
That's sad.
That's sad.
What are you guys gonna do together?
What are you gonna bond over?
Oh, we don't have to bond.
Okay. Well, that's lucky.
That's fine. He's just like a guy in my house. just joking. My Perfect Hotel is a game where you are a little hotel manager.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you just walk around doing stuff.
Nice.
So you go to clean the rooms, and then you go and you to the reception, you let people in, mm-hmm. and then you go back and clean the rooms, you collect money.
Yep.
If you don't clean the rooms, do people talk shit about you? Or?
Well, they're just still waiting.
Oh, okay.
Jackson?
But there doesn't seem to be any downside to them waiting.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's why it's a perfect hotel.
Yeah, yeah. It's perfect for the hotelier. Not perfect for the customers.
Yeah, no, but who cares?
Well, who cares about them? Yeah. They're coming in eventually.
Yeah. And it is similar to what you were saying about Borderlands. It's just numbers go up.
Yeah.
And it ruined my life for about a week and a half.
Yeah, sick. Oh, sorry to interrupt you. I just realized I forgot to say the also bad thing about Borderlands. Most of the game is just killing dogs.
Yeah.
You're just shooting dogs. They're not dogs, but they're called skags.
Like, yeah.
They're just dogs with a different head. The enemies is just...
It's just dogs.
It's just dogs.
It's the Shadow Man Cradle of
Legends. That's the enemy?
Thing again.
Yeah,
just the dogs.
There's guys as well, but most of the time in the open areas, it's just dogs and different types of dogs.
You did that for 7 hours.
Killed dogs for 7 hours. Yeah. Nice, dude.
I sat at home by
myself.
Like
the worst day at a vet's office. You killed dogs for 7 hours.
Oh, babe, I just got home from my 7-hour shift at the vet and it's been bad.
If my partner came over and said I killed for dogs. 7 hours, I was killing dogs, I'd be like, I don't think you're doing your job properly. I don't think that's right.
You don't realize how many dogs there are.
They're all real sick.
They gotta go.
Someone's gonna do something about them.
So this game was similar, except I was, simulating the economy and, helping people.
Because you wrecked your life for a week and a half. How did you disentangle yourself from it?
So this happens to me. I'll just download a game and I'll just play it on my phone.
Yeah.
Because I'll play it when I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm playing it when I'm not watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, uh-oh.
Playing it in bed.
And it's just
sleeping.
I max out one hotel, I'm going to the next one. And
hotel maxing.
It wasn't like a microtransactions type of game, which I love because, I would never spend money on a microtransaction. I got all the way to AAA lister on Kim Kardashian's game without spending any money.
Okay, so at first, I didn't believe you with the microtransaction thing because you gave Jackson and I a look, but then I realized the look was, I don't need microtransactions. I'm better than
I'm
that.
I'm just that good.
Yeah.
I would rather spend 40 hours of my life on a game than spend $1.69.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
That makes sense. I get that.
Because I feel like once you start, you can't stop. I've seen a lot of people's lives destroyed by Candy Crush.
Mm. Yeah.
It's sad to see.
Our friend, including your friend Naomi, Evan, had his life destroyed by Cookie Clicker.
He's this guy.
He's the guy who had...
this guy we know.
I'm the one who told him about Cookie Clicker. How do you think I feel?
You're the one!
You pushed him on!
Yeah, he didn't know what it was. This was so many years after everyone was obsessed with Cookie Clicker, and I brought it up when we were reviewing Loop Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was those games where just the numbers go up. It's the same thing. And he was like, what is that? And he just downloaded it during the show.
You're
and then
responsible.
8 months later, I'm sitting with him at a cafe and I look down and his thumb's just going.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
So he came on this show, reviewed it the first time and played it off his relationship with the game was normal. And it wasn't.
It wasn't. No.
And then he came on a second time to review a different game a year later and we were all right, we want a Cookie Clicker update. Have you given it up? And he was like, he sighed and was very, like, very solemn.
Yeah.
Because his phone that Cookie Clicker was on had died. So he was like, I can't play anymore. But he was like, but I did try for a while. My battery was fried, but if I left it plugged in, it would stay on. So he had, for a little bit, a dedicated Cookie Clicker station at his house.
Yeah.
Where his phone was very hot and Beck was getting very upset.
It's crazy.
Because fair enough.
Yeah.
I was upset.
Do you know why he stopped playing?
The phone stopped turning on?
That's not why.
Okay, what happened?
It's because he had like some sort of application that was clicking the cookies for him. And his account got banned.
Oh! I don't think he told us that.
Yeah. Oh, all his cookies were gone. His like account dropped to like zero cookies or whatever.
He was hacking.
He was hacking Cookie Clicker.
He got caught.
Far out.
I thought he was a real gamer, but it turns out he's dirty cheat.
Yeah, he's no better than Dream.
He's no better than Dream.
I always say that about Elman. Yeah. No better than Dream.
Evan should put the mask back on.
Because that's what the mask is.
Yeah, that's what the point of the mask is.
Anyway, so I was basically doing the same thing with this game. And I played it for about a week and a half. I listened to an audiobook.
Oh, yeah.
So that was good. That was great. Doing that while listening to a whole audiobook.
Do you have, because I find that I do this sometimes if I'm listening to a podcast or an audiobook or even sometimes music and doing something else like playing on my phone, I realize that I haven't actually taken in the audio.
Are you able to
focus on both?
Well, that makes me think that you're very stupid because obviously there's certain things that you can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
While you're taking in information via audio.
Yep.
So, you know, I can do a game like that. I could play I Love Hugh doing that. I wouldn't be reading tweets. I wouldn't be messaging.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That I would
be playing Sudoku or something.
If I'm listening to a podcast and walking, sometimes that's hard.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't recommend that you do any two things
at once. I should be a one thing at a time kind of guy.
Or like that a helmet.
Helmet would solve so many of my problems.
Mostly head-related trauma
problems.
All the
head injuries I get all the time.
Yeah, it'll probably help prevent those a bit.
Yeah. Just
you could probably get in the boot with a helmet. You'd be safer.
Yeah. I should go full Evel Knievel and just get... get in a boot wherever I need to go.
I really got to reach out to this team that, you know, presented at my school and get them over here.
I need to be taught. I need them to do a solo.
Future guests on Thumb Cramps. The group that taught it, or showed Naomi's school that getting in the boot is bad.
It's crazy to imagine listening to like an hour podcast of me defending staying in the boot and then being like, no, we're telling you, you will die.
So I've pulled up my perfect hotel. Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend this game.
Okay.
Because it's really addictive.
Okay. Yeah, fair. Well, it says there's a subheading here. It's like, what qualities does my perfect hotel offer?
Okay.
And I'll just read these out and see if you agree.
Okay.
It lets you build an empire with patience.
True.
Okay.
Improve your performance and your speed.
The more points you get, then you upgrade to different levels and then it'll improve your speed like 10% or whatever walking around.
This list is awesome because it flips between
things within the game and things that happen to the player
with no distinction.
Well, I can help you.
What?
I can help you determine which ones.
Thank you so much for helping, Naomi.
That's okay.
Make sure your facilities are comfortable enough. That's in-game. I get that one.
That's not a benefit. That's like a thing you'll do, I guess, right?
This is something that...
I wouldn't even say that's what happens.
Collect as much money as possible.
Oh, now that is where you really get trapped in the cycle.
And do you have to take care of every detail to stand out from the rest?
You do. Well, I don't know. I didn't seem to have any competition. I was the only hotel
to speak of.
And do you get to enjoy fabulous 2D graphics?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah, okay. That's all right.
I didn't mind the graphics, I have to say. I was having fun with them. Every now and then someone will be like, I'm not leaving this room until you get me a hairdryer or a tray or a teddy bear. And I'm like, you're a grown man with a mustache. Why do you need a teddy bear?
I think it's time for you to leave the hotel, actually.
Yeah. Call security.
It's just really you just keep going and keep going and the numbers just keep going up. And then this is what happens when I usually play like games on my phone. I'll get too into them.
Mm. Yep.
I'll have gotten it just as like a whatever.
Yeah.
I'm actually neurodivergent.
Okay, nice.
I don't know if you knew this.
Like I knew before the podcast, yeah. but didn't want to jump on that in case it seemed like I was like, yeah, actually, Naomi, today when we did this, I figured it out.
Come on. Oh, my God. Everyone's so sensitive. Anyway, so I just had it.
I'm sorry you struggle to relate to people.
Okay, shut up. I'll get games on my phone.
Not a bitch, just honest.
Just honest.
That's right. I'm also an empath, but no one wants to talk about that.
Wow.
What are you sensing right now?
Huh?
What energy are we putting out there?
What energy is in the room?
Annoyance from me. I can feel that. I don't
think
it
counts if it's internal. We're all empaths if it's internal. What am I feeling, Naomi?
Nothing.
Annoying, but again, it's from me.
I'm feeling you're annoyed. That's what I'm feeling.
See?
Oh, my
We're
God.
We're all feeling
She's
that Naomi's annoyed.
She's doing it. That's crazy.
Anyway, and then I get too addicted to these games, and then it gets really bad if I start getting, like, Tetris syndrome, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'll get that, like, I got way too into Minesweeper once, and I just, like, everything I was seeing in a room was, like, positioned like they were, like numbers, like a 2 and a 3, you know, that type of thing.
It's
wild with the Tetris syndrome, because, like, I've had it with, like, games that you would, like, people have spoken about before. Like, I've had it with Tetris before. I've had it with, like, Guitar Hero. But it's wild when your brain gets it with, like, games that you would expect. I had a very slow week at work a couple of weeks ago, so I was playing a lot of Fortnite, started to get it with that, and was like, that's not good.
What were you seeing?
So in the, it was basically like, real life didn't change.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like when you close your eyes or like blink or whatever, I was seeing like the indications of like where, like footsteps and gunshots. It appears in the middle of the screen in Fortnite. It's hard to explain if you haven't played it.
I've had it with Dark Souls before, and when I would close my eyes and go to sleep, I would just be rolling. Like, I'd just be like, whoa, like rolling to avoid a boss.
I get that when I've been drinking.
Oh my God, I actually got that. I was like stuck in a nightmare when I got my Nintendo Wii.
Yeah.
And I had like Mario Party, and I went to sleep, and I was like stuck in an endless game of, no, not Mario.
Mario.
Yeah, with the board game, right?
Yeah, that's
Mario Party. Just stuck in, like, going around the board game.
Oh, that's bad.
That's bad in real life, you know? That's bad when you're awake.
Yeah.
Oh, I was Mario.
Okay, nice.
Just necessary details.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, what happens with these games, it'll get to a point where I'll be like, I'm wasting my entire life right now, and then I'll just delete it. And then it'll be gone.
Do you have a relapse?
No.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, that's the thing. I delete the game.
I'll get a different game, obviously,
but I haven't gotten one yet.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm on a clean streak.
Yeah, really proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
We're here for you. Yeah. And hopefully your rehabilitation continues to stay strong.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good luck. Thank you.
That's
I'm
okay.
I'm really scared.
That's fair enough.
I think it's going to be okay.
You know, I played Kalkidoku for a long time, and I kept seeing the numbers everywhere, and I'm like, oh, that's 7 times 8 times 9. And we all know that, you know?
No.
Oh, so, crazy one. That just reminded me. Absolute wild one I got that was actually affecting my real life was when I played way too much Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
I was just seeing like things you wanted to like jump grind and grind and jump on.
Seeing things turn different colors. That's multiplayer.
Yeah, didn't change color.
Yeah, so you weren't playing multiplayer. You were playing alone.
Well, I was also playing multiplayer, but that's only one mode of the multiplayer.
Well, it's the best mode.
It is the best mode. You're absolutely right.
What about horse?
Horse is also good.
Horse is good.
You could be like, oh,
you collect the word horse.
I don't remember that in the game. I only played the. I was a child. I don't think I
horse. It's like you get put in one area, you got to set a score, and then the other person gets put in the same area, you got to do the same score or higher, and whoever scores lower gets a letter.
Yeah.
And the game lets you pick, it's called horse because it's meant to be horse, but the game lets you pick what
is word the idea
to
of horse That's that cool. the person who loses is a horse?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It is awesome. Calling someone a horse is an insult.
It's really, we don't do it, but I think it's a great insult. You big horse.
Also, on the way, you get to call them ho and whore. I think that's true.
Yeah.
You stupid horse. That's really solid.
It's really special.
I'm putting that in the repertoire.
Yeah. You're going to start calling people horses?
Yeah. You dumb goddamn horse.
You clumsy horse.
You horse. It's hard to do with enough venom, I think. You horse.
I think that was pretty venomous.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. You went into like old man venom.
Because it sounds like you're calling me a whore.
Yeah. But then I save it with the S.
You
right?
do.
Well, yeah, but it's like one of those saves, again, old man venom, where they've said something oh, that's a bit controversial.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's just an insulting thing. Old
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
And then tried to save it at the last moment.
Yeah, that's fair.
The elderly, sick of them as well.
Yeah, get them.
Yeah.
Get them.
Get them.
Somebody's got to, dude.
Elder millennials and older, annoying.
Yeah, yeah. Get them.
Get them. Get them. Yeah. Listeners, if you see one,
but you
get
said
them.
Elderly, so yeah. that means that you include Gen X and elderly.
Yeah.
Anybody older than you? When's the cutoff?
I reckon 35. The moment I turn 35.
It's elderly.
Yeah.
Well, it's elder millennial.
Mm, yeah. Well, no, I think elder millennial is the generation.
Oh, you're good.
It's like people born in the 80s, I feel.
Mm.
I am good. I will that will never happen to me.
Yeah. That's true. That's lucky.
I mean, yeah. young millennial will soon be...
Old millennial.
Old.
Old. You're old.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
If not already.
Maybe, time marches
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well... This year, Jackson, we're both going to be the same age that Jesus was when he was nailed to the cross, and that's awesome.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you so much. Outlived Jesus Christ,
have I done
because
as
we're
much,
better than him.
Have I done as much as him is what I'm trying
I
to think.
I think we've had this discussion before.
I've done fewer miracles.
I don't know.
But I've not been in the same situation. If I was in the desert with a bunch of guys, maybe I could make a bunch of fish and bread or whatever.
That's true.
I've not been tested like he has.
Yeah.
I could get a bunch of water. That's true. To see if I could make wine.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
You've got 12 months or whatever.
I've got 12 months
to
do.
I don't know how old I know he was 33, but yeah. I don't know 33 in X amount of months.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How
they
old?
Don't say.
Yeah.
And Jesus, like, he did a bit when he was a like little child, and then nothing happens for like 25 years.
Yeah.
He probably accomplished more in that 25 years than he did.
No, they just don't talk about it.
He's just hanging out.
There's like a huge period of the Bible where Jesus is just like, we don't know what he was up to.
So it's this man who'd never sinned, and we just skip over the part where he was a teenage boy.
When he's at his horniest. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Whatever.
Maybe by being the son of God, he didn't have that horny phase, but boring. Yeah. Yawn.
If he has a wet dream, does that count as a sin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should.
You're doing No Nut November and you come in your sleep? Surely that's a problem.
I don't know, actually. That would be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
I might do No Nut November this year.
Yeah.
I think I might give it a crack.
I think it's good for you. Just I've been to see reading if, like, online.
Get
apparently
a square
it's
jaw
awesome.
And,
it's good for you?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they say. It's just, that's the word on the street.
We encourage all of our listeners, stop coming. It's good for
it's
you.
It's good for you to not come.
Okay, so you're joking.
Square jaw, deep voice.
I'm so sorry, Naomi. Yes, we are
yeah,
joking.
Yeah, just to let you know.
Well, because I heard that if you don't come, you'll get like prostate cancer or something.
Yeah, there's
coming
like a,
it does.
There's
so I run around, you know, in November in a bikini to try and help, you know, the people.
You're so a real ally.
And I start screaming, you gotta come!
Come!
You guys gotta come!
Chop!
You were saving lives last November.
Yeah.
There's a sweet spot because I think if you come too much, that also can cause prostate cancer.
Too much coming.
I think so.
You know what I feel like causes prostate cancer?
What's that?
Having a prostate.
Whoa.
Got us there. Got us there.
Yeah.
You are a woman in STEM after all.
Thank you.
No. How many thumbs for the game that maybe wrecked your life?
Three thumbs.
Nice.
Too addictive, but pretty good in terms of not one of those microtransactions games.
That's fabulous.
Does
stuff.
It try and get money from you, or there is no microtransactions at all?
Well, there's a lot of things where you choose if you want to watch an ad and get something, so it feels like you're in control. It doesn't feel like you're constantly getting ads pausing the game.
Yeah.
You know, if there's something happening on TV, I'll just go to an ad and then I'll just watch TV for 30 seconds.
What were you watching while you were – what TV show have you been powering through while you've been playing?
Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah. How's that? Yeah.
You like that?
I've
never seen it.
It's my favorite. I'm like addicted to it. So I go crazy.
I used to have a housemate that was very reality TV show pilled.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using pilled. I don't know
why. It's really good. It's really solid.
It's good.
Yeah,
keep it up.
It is good. So when she lived with me, I experienced a lot of reality TV. And I never ended up watching a lot of it, but like... I'm
you
aware
absorbed
it? Of
yeah, yeah.
it and also like the appeal. Like I get the appeal. Like I understand it now. So I've seen a lot of Big Brother, like the UK and Australian ones. Not Love is Blind though. Although
did
recently hear, this is also, well, this is closer, but still very different. Did recently hear about The Bachelor Golden Years or whatever it was called.
Oh yeah.
That sounds
like
amazing.
An insane idea, and I cannot wait
incredible.
To watch it.
I haven't watched that.
Apparently,
but
it is.
I should.
Apparently, it starts like you're like, oh, this is a nice change of pace. Like this feels, but then it gets way too real because everyone on the show is like, this is my last chance.
Oh.
So every single elimination apparently is just like someone's heart being just torn out.
Because it's not
like,
dude,
they're not just horny 20-year-olds being like, oh yeah, whatever.
Oh, whatever, I can just bounce back. Yeah.
I was just here to bone.
Yeah. Oh, that's, no, well, actually it's women, right? It's a man.
Yeah, it's a man dating women, yeah.
That might be a bit easier. I can't handle seeing like an old man who's sad alone.
Oh,
like,
okay.
That'll crush me.
It like breaks me.
How do you feel about a spoiler for part of his speech in the finale? Because I heard about this and was like, oh my God.
Okay.
So in the finale, when it's come down to two women and he has to give out the final rose or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, this is the hardest day of my life. Actually, he was like, this is the second hardest day of my life behind the day when my wife died. And this is actually pretty close.
Whoa.
That is like just like crying.
Oh my God, no.
Baby.
So yeah, reality TV rocks because sometimes they make mistakes like this and sometimes then shows like this mode. Exist.
Yeah. I love Love is Blind because I feel like it covers like territory that other shows don't cover. Like I feel like The Bachelor is just always being like, what's important to you? And it's like family. It's like, wow, but family's really important to me and I love that we share the same values. And it's like, who the f*** are these people?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. You're going to be close to holding the record after today's episode.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You're actually sorry and I believe you, most people are just like, whatever.
Yeah, at least you're apologetic about it.
I know how annoying it is to edit a podcast. I wouldn't wish it upon anyone.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I just made the most.
Yeah, that's true. You're
that,
an old
that face
piece
I
of
made
shit
was
and
crazy.
That was insane,
it was like genuine sorrow for you.
Yeah.
But it also seemed like a bit of disgust mixed in.
There was a bit of,
it was hostile.
There was a bit of hatefulness to it. Yeah.
See, that's what I mean by it's hard for me to lie. Because that was genuine concern for you, you know?
Fair enough.
And a bit of contempt.
Yeah, that's fair.
Love is Blind, and this is example. I've tweeted this.
Yeah.
So no one be like, haven't you tweeted this? Yeah, I have, but it's a good example. On Love is Blind, there's like one couple that have a conversation where they like go to each other's houses and the girl's like, so it's really important for me when we move in together to have my rock band instruments on display at all times.
Okay.
And the guy's like, why? And she's like, I just always want to be able to play Rock Band. And he's like, all right, we can have them in like a drawer or something. She's like, no, that's not accessible enough. I need to be able to play Rock Band.
That's
and he's like,
drop of a hat.
Okay. And like, that's the show. And then it's just all of them having mental breakdowns as well at the same time. But you know, it's like they're having real conversations.
Yeah.
That usually wouldn't be on TV because who cares? I do.
Yeah.
I care about who needs to play Rock Band, you know?
That is such a wild,
that's
like,
crazy. Like, how accessible do you need Rock Band?
It's like,
at
I've
all
been
times?
Unlucky in love, unlucky enough that I'm going on TV to say I'm unlucky in love, but I am refusing to take down my Rock Band drums.
Yeah, and it's always like that. And they're always like, is Love Blind? We're going to find out. You know, I love her personality. Is the physical attraction going to be there? I don't care because I love her because love is blind.
Yeah.
And then it's never blind.
Yeah,
it's like we know at this point it's not blind and then the guy will be acting weird around the girl or she'll occasionally be like, whoa, at him, you know, because they have like opposing types of autism where he's making too much eye contact and she's like, I feel weird for some reason. And it's just bliss.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect show. There's also heaps of seasons, right?
Yeah. And this season's interesting because last season a lot of stuff went wrong. They seem to be pretty reckless. The show's edited really weirdly. There's way less couples.
Okay.
And there's like multiple lawsuits as a result. So now this season they just keep like really focusing on how much food they have on set. And how like drinking alcohol is people's choice and how warm they are and everyone gets a blanket. And it's like, we are no longer starving and isolating the contestants.
Oh,
and they are allowed to drink water. And look, they all have a water bottle.
Yeah, wow. And we're not forcing alcohol on them.
Wow.
And we never were.
Yeah, look, she's at the bar. She's ordering the drink.
That's amazing.
It's great.
Yeah, that's really good stuff.
It's a lot of politics involved.
Mm.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You've sold it. It's my favorite reality show.
You've sold it to us, and I think you've sold it to the listener.
Maths, because I think it causes brain rot. And anyone listening, stop watching it. Stop
what
it.
About
You're
Vanderpump
better than this.
Rules.
Get out. I haven't watched that one.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think it's similar vein. Anyway, brain rot is awesome, and thumb cramps also causes that.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So maybe
that's
keep
true.
Watching maths and keep listening to this podcast at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, if they stop watching maths, they might become well enough to, you know.
Unsubscribe. Yeah.
We don't want that. We don't want that. You got to stick around.
Yeah.
Come on.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah, and now for what will probably be a jarring segment for Naomi, because we did not explain this either. Jackson, I think there's someone at the door.
That's true. Come in. Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Ads. Hi, Naomi. I'm here to deliver the ads. I deliver ads to every podcast. Thumb Crash is the only podcast where they keep me, and every other podcast edits me out.
Oh my god.
I'm Mr. Yeah, it's nice
like
to meet you.
Gilbert Godfrey's ghost? Is that the idea?
No, I'm a living man.
he's a living man. He works for the ad company.
I work for the ad companies and I bring the ads.
Okay.
To so all now, podcasts. So yeah, now, it's not a complicated idea. It's very simple.
And then
you're like from Brooklyn?
No, I who knows where I'm from? I'm a citizen of the world.
Or like Staten Island.
I'm a citizen. I don't think so.
It's New York. It's somewhere in New York.
Yeah. Where are you from, Mr. Ads?
Like I said, I'm a citizen of the world. I travel a lot. I'll leave it up to you to figure out the truth.
I feel like that you sound more and more like my friend Jackson now, and less and less like
That's
Mr.
crazy.
Ads. There we go.
What are you talking about? Anyway, I didn't come here to get the third degree. I just came here to deliver some ads. Here's the ads. Lovely meeting you, Naomi. Goodbye. I'm out of here.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah. Goodbye, Mr. Ads.
Goodbye, Mr. Ads.
Thank you, Mr. Ads. Yeah. He sounds like a cop from Staten Island.
Or a Mario brother that something bad happened to.
I did feel like we got close to the truth there. He seemed like he was kind of crumbling under pressure.
Yeah,
as to where he was
definitely. Yeah. His voice changed entirely when he lost all gusto in what
how
he
much
was saying.
How much of Mr. Ads is a, you know, sort of a facade? That's the question.
Mm.
What's he hiding?
What is
the
he
real
hiding?
Mr. Ads.
Yeah.
And it's time to move on to the next part of the show where no one's hiding anything because we're heading to the thumbcrampspod@gmail.com inbox.
I
and
love
Naomi,
this place.
Everyone that emails us says something that I wouldn't say to my closest friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Look, actually, we'll start with this one.
Is this normal?
This is pretty normal.
Okay, that's nice.
You can let us know. We've been called deeply unwell for believing this, Naomi, but buying things from a store is embarrassing.
Yeah, what do you think?
Can
I give you an example?
Yes.
This is a story I brought up before. So I needed a pen. I went into a typo. Mm-hmm. I looked at the selection of pens. It was on like a little stall. As I was picking a pen, one of the workers came up and she replaced some of the pens. Mm-hmm. And then I bought a pen from her. That's one of the most humiliating experiences
so
of my
life. So you
spent
like 10 minutes at a typo just
looking at it, looking for a pen. And then when I got the pen, she would
just
have been like,
pen.
That guy really wanted that pen. He had to get the perfect pen.
As in you were being like very discerning about which
pen.
Yeah,
and when I buy the pen, I buy from her and she looks at me and she's like, oh, that's the guy that was browsing the pens. He's finally found a pen. Is that not the most embarrassing story you've ever heard?
I think you should do talk therapy.
Okay. I'll try it out.
What's talk therapy?
Just like therapy, just see a psychologist.
Oh, so just therapy.
Just therapy.
Yeah, but not CBT. I think CBT's...
Yeah,
cock and ball torture. I don't think it helps.
That's a cognitive behavioral.
Yeah, it's like filling out worksheets. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's fair. I'll bring it up with my
psychologist.
If it helps you, that's great.
I'll bring it up with my psychologist next time I talk to him. I'll be like, hey, here's this episode of Thumb Cramps.
Yeah, I think that's insane.
Have a listen. What do you think?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm also someone who will like be like, excuse me, like I've been waiting on this drink for a while. It seems like maybe you forgot to make it or something. Whereas, you know, I know a lot of people who will.
Well, see, I'll do that. That's fine.
How do you feel about buying a video game from a store?
Yeah, this is where it started. The idea of buying, pretty bad.
Walking into JB Hi-Fi on the day of a release of a game, having to pick it up and walk to the counter and be like, hello, could I buy this, please?
Yeah, or worse.
I mean, it's behind the counter.
Yeah.
Personally, it would be fine for me because I think the person would assume that I'm buying it for my boyfriend or something.
Okay, fair enough. Fair call.
Yeah, I suppose I wouldn't let my boyfriend do it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because they assume something about him, and that would be humiliating.
Yeah, that would be awful.
But a pen is a pen.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
but
all the
browsing
same.
For like 10 minutes
looking for a pen,
just like
and then I'm like the pen guy.
Well, I mean, Mr. you would
pen?
Have to.
Oh,
like,
here's Mr. Pen with his pen he wanted.
Yeah, he spent so
You'd
long.
You'd have to find the only pen in Tibro that doesn't have like writing cool shit written on the side,
or
something.
The TARDIS is like an eraser or something.
Well, that's why you're looking so hard. You were trying to find your perfect TARDIS pen. Anyway, so we put this to our listeners, and we were like, buying things is embarrassing.
Yeah.
And we get one of two responses. Finally, yes, going to a store. I hadn't thought about it before, but buying things from a store sucks.
Yeah.
Or I didn't realize that the Thumbcrans hosts were that mentally unwell. They should get help. I'm worried about them.
Yeah.
And then when people are like, I didn't think about it before, but now I am thinking about it and it is embarrassing, then people are like, you're making your listeners unwell. And we say, no, it's just an embarrassing situation.
You are. You're perpetuating something. Yeah,
yeah, I think so.
Are we, or are we just spreading the truth, Naomi?
Yeah, exactly.
So this is from someone who doesn't sign off with their name, so therefore a coward.
Coward, yeah.
Boo.
Yeah,
boo.
We've got it. I'll edit it in, but there's a coward alarm that plays anytime an emailer. Because, this one's actually not that bad. Oh, wait. Went too early. They say the name in the body of the email. They just don't sign off with it.
Oh.
Hello, video game boyfriends and lovely guest. My name is Jake. People call us the video game boyfriends.
Yeah.
My name is Jacob.
I can get some things from context.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I was going to say.
I was just pointing out that that's normal and not, they haven't gone rogue. my name is Jacob. My full name is attached to the email. You can read out my last name too if you want. I'm giving you my name because I am not a coward. I've been listening to your show since the beginning. I was in my second year of high school. Oh, God. I hope you're American. you're not American. Maybe we are making the youth unwell. I love the pod and was looking forward, and I look forward to listening to it every week. I'm writing to tell you two things.
Okay.
One, you are correct. Buying literally anything is embarrassing.
Humiliating.
Oh,
and two, it is impressive your podcast got so strange.
Yeah.
This used to be a normal podcast.
Yeah, yeah. At one point.
That's probably something you could have got from
Hell? Yeah.
That one you would
You might have struggled to get that one.
That one you would not have got from context. Context. One day we had the bright idea of being like, yeah, email listeners email in, and then
somebody sending us a photo of rat's testicles.
Yeah. The other day I was at Walmart with my older brother to get oil for the car. My brother is a bit of a gamer. So while we were out, he decided to go buy a new mouse.
Okay.
We went through the checkout and the cashier started judging his choice of mouse, saying, ew, you're buying a Razer? She then goes to berate his choice of mouse for maybe 5 to 10 minutes and then transitions to talk about her favorite VTuber for another 5 or so minutes.
Come on.
All this time, I'm standing behind my brother trying to buy oil, and she's not even paying attention to the customers because she's rambling to my brother, who is very clearly uninterested.
She sounded awesome. Until she started rambling about her favorite VTuber. I was so on her side beforehand.
What kind of person is this? I can't pin her down.
As this was happening, 3 or 4 people started standing behind me. This is probably the worst supermarket experience of my life.
Supermarket
experience of my life. I'm not driving a car anymore. I'm just going to walk. It was not worth it. This was Jeffing miserable.
That's awesome.
Sorry,
dude.
This was a long email. I just really wanted to get you. Just wanted to tell you fine lads my misfortune. I love the pod, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you so much. That's crazy. What scenario is that?
Why are you roasting people?
Shouldn't you be selling them the mouse?
I respect that.
Well, I respect the roasting part. That's hilarious to be like, this mouse sucks.
About their brand of mouse?
Yeah, what are you, an idiot? Getting a Razer mouse?
It's funny because like every customer service job you'll ever have that involves selling a product,
yeah,
they will tell you, never ever say that what someone's buying is bad.
Yeah.
If you think it's bad and they ask
for your opinion,
if they ask for your opinion and you think it's bad, don't tell them it's bad. Tell them something
else.
The
like, one's better.
When I used
something.
To work at the cinema, they were like, never say a movie's bad. Just say, oh, you've heard good things or something like that. Yeah. If you don't want to lie.
Dude, that's so funny.
Why?
Couldn't catch me doing that.
You worked at a cinema, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
If someone's like, hey, is
this good movie good?
Is Bad Grandpa a great film for me to take my wife?
These like three like teenage boys came in and they were like, oh, what movie should we see? And then I was like, you should see What We Do in the Shadows. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Oh, I'm like, you've taken a huge risk here.
I was like, Flight of the Conchords, you know, yeah. You have heard of them? They're like, nah. I'm like, they're really funny.
I can see how this
really
is going.
Really good stuff. Oh, and they're no. like, I think we're just going to see the Inbetweeners movie again. And I was like,
that would have been Inbetweeners 2, probably. Yeah. They go to Australia in that one. That's where
true.
We live.
That's where we are right now.
It made me so sad.
Yeah.
And I tried to keep another teenage boy out of the Inbetweeners movie because I was like, you don't look 15. And then his mum came and yelled at me. And then I got the manager and then the manager gave him a ticket anyway. And I was like, you're supposed to stick up for me.
Yeah. What the hell, dude?
And she was being a bitch.
Or was she just being honest?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Fair enough. No, it's good to get a distinction.
No, because everyone who disagrees with me isn't being truthful.
Yeah, they're being.
And Jeff. Which swear word's that one?
Jeff. Okay, so Jeff.
A bunt. Anyway. What are we talking about?
We're just talking about working at the movies.
Anyway. I don't think going to the shop is embarrassing.
Yeah.
I don't like to do it. I hate going to the supermarket is like my least favorite thing in the world.
Why?
Why don't you like it?
Turns out there's reasons.
Oh, overstimulating?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's like really bright serious. In there. It's really cold.
Yeah. It's a lot of people.
They make you get lost on purpose. Same reason I hate going to IKEA, because they try to keep you in there for as long as possible by making it confusing to find everything. Also, it always smells like raw meat. It's disgusting.
IKEA?
Yeah. Yeah, have you been there recently?
Yeah, they've released a new line of furniture that's just meat.
It's awful.
You should try going to supermarkets between a certain hour of once a week.
Yeah. I looked that up. That's like 6 to 7 p.m. on weeknights.
What the hell?
Who's that that's for?
The one in my house, I think, is like 11 till 12 p.m. So 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
That's not bad.
But I think that's like every Tuesday. So I hope you don't want to go to the shops more than once a week.
I don't ever go to the shops.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Fair. And we're the wild ones for thinking that buying things is embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. I'm not like, oh, because I'm there. I'm just like, everyone's in the way. Jeff off!
That was a great impression of us before. Oh, that is what we're like.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
I'm trying to remember if I've ever been embarrassed going to the shops to buy anything.
It's funny. I went to a sex store like last week. Yeah. Not embarrassed.
No, that's fine. Buying a dildo or...
I didn't buy anything that
fun. Pussy in a pocket.
Okay, I think I would probably... Okay, I think we're starting to get to... If I was getting that wild, although if I was buying a sounding kit, I would buy with a smile on my face.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. This is going into my dick hole.
Got anything bigger? Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's just like buying lube and condoms. So
yeah, whatever.
Cool, man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. That's sick.
I'm actually the only person that hosts a gaming podcast and also has sex, so it is a pretty big deal.
That could be true.
It's funny you're excluding.
I said host.
Okay, well,
and he's sitting at the computer.
Yeah, he is hosting. That's true.
Anyway, next email. This is from Sean. Hello, my video game boyfriends and my favorite guest. That's huge first appearance.
Oh, my God. Wait, why did they say video game boyfriends? What's that?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I thought you picked up on
stuff. I thought you could have got that from context clues, dude. What the hell?
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. You date each of the...
Yeah, every single fan.
Yeah, we're dating.
That's why I'm having so much sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why also I'm not embarrassed, because I have to go buy condoms like once every 6 hours. It's very
exhausting. It's hard to find time to actually record the pod, to be honest.
Would you just buy more at once? Or?
Yeah, well, I always think like, oh, maybe this will be the last time, but it's never the last time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I lie to myself every day. I'm like, Joe, you got to stop doing this. I'm like, I will. And then I don't.
You don't, dude.
Anyway, it finally happened to me. I crashed my car while listening to Thumbcramps.
No!
Yeah!
So that's a thing that Thumbcramps has had happen a lot. People getting hit by cars while listening to it and hitting other cars.
I think we're at about five, maybe.
Yeah, five or six. This could be six or seven, this could actually. Be six.
Wow, that's crazy.
I only just got my license a few months ago and rear-ended a car in traffic. I had to scream, Siri, turn off the Jeffing podcast, so no one would hear what I was listening to. I then spent 5+ hours in a parking lot waiting for a tow truck. I've never been more miserable. Thanks, guys. Anyway, you should play Bomb Rush Cyberpunk. Bye for now. Best, Sean.
That's awesome, Sean. That's really cool.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're alive, and I think that's very funny.
And finally, to bring home the email section, and this one is surprising. This is from Brian. Subject: Jackson said a wise thing.
Can't be true.
Hi, Thumb hosts and fellow Thumb guests. With all this talk lately of Jackson shower bullshit, which we will not be getting into today.
Okay, fair enough.
It weighed on my very soul to write in and talk about something that Jackson once said, which was not stupid.
Way back in 2022,
on the Game of the Year episode, Jackson said the following. Hey, you climbed Mount Rushmore, brother. Who gives a shit that you didn't climb every president? That dumbass quote has rang in my head every single time that I've come up just short of perfection throughout the past couple of years. I hate to say it, but Jackson was actually a net positive on my life.
Wow, that's crazy. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I've done that. I don't remember saying that.
Do you remember saying that? Not at all.
Hey, you just climbed Mount Rushmore, brother. Who gives a shit if you didn't climb every president?
That should be the new live, laugh, love, I think.
Put that on a neon sign.
So I have a question. What is the most unusual place you have found wisdom or solace? And was it Jackson? Probably not. Thanks for everything, Brian.
The most unusual place you found wisdom? Far out.
I feel like there was a quote in a comedy special, which is a bad start.
There was a quote in a comedy special
that I saw, and the moment that line was said, I was like, oh no, this is going to stick with me.
Yeah.
And it's not even something that really applies to my life. It was in the first episode of Redfern Electrical.
Okay.
And I know that this line was there solely so that every single person watching it had the same response I did. And there's a line at the end where it's like, just because everyone you know bets against you doesn't mean you're going to lose. Yeah.
There you go. I don't know if I can think of one.
John Cruickshank, funny guy.
Fair enough.
I can't think of a particular quote right now, but the most inspiring book that I've read is The Disaster Artist.
Oh yeah.
That's fair enough.
I find Tommy Wiseau very inspiring.
Yeah, he just did that.
Just from like self-belief and the grind. Actually, I linked it to something recently because I realized I get the same kind of inspiration from Jeremy Strong because I just watched Succession for the first time. Jeremy Strong's very successful. But I think Jeremy Strong and Tommy Wiseau have that kind of drive in common, you know, just like that insane self-belief.
Yeah.
And just perseverance, which I really admire.
Yeah, and Jackson's is the Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, of course.
Jordan Belman.
I got to sell that pen or whatever. I think actually for me, and this it's going to seem like this is a sort of wanky choice, but so Moby Dick is a book I love. And I think that Moby Dick is inspiring because it's not a very good book, but it's considered one of the greatest pieces of American literature. But when you read it, you're like, this is the ramblings of a crazy person. How did this ever get successful? It's like the modern equivalent of that book would be like a movie someone made where halfway through for like two scenes, it's like just like Iron Man shows up. Like there's a chapter in Moby Dick that's just like a Shakespeare play randomly.
Yeah.
Never happens again.
That's awesome.
And it's literally because Herman Melville was reading Shakespeare at the time and was like, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And then he was clearly like, I'm not going to do that anymore. And I think that's awesome.
That's inspiring.
I think it's inspiring because his garbage became one of the greatest works of American literature.
Yeah.
So I find that inspiring. Yeah.
Actually, I'm also inspired every time I see someone say rise and grind. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, I should wake up at 5 a.m. and not jack off.
What about the phrase, get that bread?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that
you
gets
gotta
me
get
going.
That bread.
You got to get that bread. You simply
rise and grind. I'm on that Sigma grind set.
Yeah. So I stay winning.
Oh, dude, know? And I will sell that Ben.
I ain't leaving,
hey?
Yeah, dude, I know.
Anyway, if you want to send us an email, hit us up at thumbcrampspot@gmail.com. You can do that if you want.
You can do that if you want, but here's actually one thing you have to do.
Got
to
do this.
You're actually required, I don't want to say contractually because we don't have a contract, but you're listening to the pod.
We have it's a verbal contract.
You're listening to the pod. You got this podcast for free.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
You didn't pay a freaking dime.
Yeah.
So you know what you could do for us?
You know what that means?
You gotta.
You're the product.
So you gotta. Step one.
Open up whatever podcast app you're listening to us in right this second.
Step two.
Go to your review section or where you can rate the podcast. Give us 5 stars.
That was going to be step three, but.
Okay.
I guess, step
team
two.
Team me up.
Step three.
Rate us 5 stars. Team me up again.
Step four.
If you can also give us a review. This is where you do that.
Step five?
Then, well, that's our step. That's our step one.
Submit.
Submit. Step five is submit.
And then step six is I read out a couple of reviews. Yes. And if you've given us 5 stars, I'll read it. If you give us less than that, you're never allowed to listen again.
We will not read it, yeah. And you're banned.
But if you don't like the podcast, you can still give it 5 stars, write whatever you want. I'll read out the criticism.
Yeah, if you've got some hate mail.
Yeah, just make sure it's 5 stars.
I would love to receive hate mail. Figure out what I'm doing wrong.
Do you receive hate mail?
Yeah. Yeah,
sometimes.
We do.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
This podcast isn't very good. Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, that seems crazy to me.
There's a song that I think we'll have to use at some point in this episode called The Spoiler Song, which is our spoiler system, where a very annoying song plays, and then when the spoilers end, the song plays again. Yeah. People hate it.
People hate the system. They hate the sound.
If only there was something I could do about it to stop it, but
it's
I can't.
A shame.
I think it's on them in many ways.
Yeah, they should know what's coming. When we say, oh, spoilers, they should just skip turn
ahead.
It down.
Have we got some good reviews?
Maybe that's why they keep crashing their cars.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be. Hard to say.
But then we also get invited into professional settings. Yeah, and then this is our product. It's very good.
Yeah.
Anyway, 5 stars. This is from Kronos. Cool. Okay, that's from the game, maybe. No, that's Kratos. Don't know who Kronos is.
Okay. Kronos is like a...
Time? Time god?
It's a system...
It is.
Clocking in and out of work.
Yeah, we both worked at the same cinema chain, so we're both familiar with Kronos.
Okay. All right.
Shout out to Kronos.
Shout out to Kronos.
We all hated it.
Yeah. I got to use my thumb, and everyone that I worked with had to use their index finger, so people were very upset with me
for
that. I
used my index finger.
Yeah, I was able to use my thumb.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. We would have been work enemies because I would have been clocking in and out using my thumb. Anyway, 5 Thumb Podcast, 5 stars from Kronos.
Thank you, Kronos.
I started rating things in real life using a thumb score. This has negatively affected my personal relationships.
Nice.
5 thumbs.
That's awesome, Kronos.
And this one... Name pretty much gibberish.
Okay.
Lots of random letters, and because it's all one word, can't really tell what it's meant to say.
Sure, sure.
So I'm just going to assume it's anonymous.
All right.
5 stars, beautiful. Thumb cramps, bad. Thumb cramps fan base, wonderful. Once you get exposed to the thumb cramps inbox, you'll never be the same again.
Yeah, that is true. And the podcast is bad.
That is true.
That's
true
as well.
Well, yes. So if you're listening, you got to make sure you're a viewer.
Do it now.
And send us an email if you want.
Hurry up.
Especially
get it done. Especially if you're driving.
Especially if
you're driving.
Both hands off the wheel on your phone.
Yeah.
That's right.
Unlike the only reason you should have only one hand on your phone is if your other hand is holding an alcoholic beverage.
Yes.
Close your eyes. You're probably a bit tired.
Have a nap.
Yeah, it'll be good.
The car will figure it out.
The car will figure it out. And Naomi, thank you so much for joining us today on Thumb Cramps.
You're welcome. I had a lovely time.
I'm so glad to hear that. It's so nice to hear.
Where can we find you? And is there anything you would like to plug where people can check you out?
Got Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
Nice.
So you can just look up my name, you'll find it.
Yeah. There'll be links in the show notes for those if
Yeah. And I'm also on Gamey Gamey Game.
Yeah.
Hell,
that you've both been on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's right.
I'm supposed to remember.
Yeah, it's not
just
like
just because I was there. So that's on Friday nights on Twitch and then it's on the following Monday.
On YouTube.
It's on YouTube and I'm in it.
Hell yeah.
You can see what I look like.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's good.
I'll
it's
give
a
you
fun
a hint.
Show.
I'm white.
Whoa. Yeah. People are going to have to figure out, like, try really hard to figure out which one you are.
Yeah.
So all of links to all of that stuff will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us, Naomi. And thank you to PCs for existing and therefore letting
us play PC games.
Yeah, for this PC March to Race.
March to Race, yeah.
No, that's right. We're PC gamers now.
Yeah, we're PC gamers. Yeah.
Shout out to CPUs everywhere.
Oh, shout out to CPUs.
Shout out to MUD.
Shout out to MUD. Shout out to MUD.
Yeah.
Shout out to PCUs. Yeah. Shout out to RAM.
Shout out to RAM. Shout out to RAMs.
The animal?
Yeah.
Shout
Great
out
version
to
of the sheep.
Graphics cards.
Yes!
Yes.
Shout out to your cooling thermal paste.
Mm.
Keep your PC nice and cool.
Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
Well.
Shout out to USB 3.
USB 3.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
You are right.
Thank you.
We're going to keep going until someone gets over. Just kidding. Anyway, see you next week. Gamers, keep on gaming. Borderlands wrecked my life.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.